Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
Right now, we're on the line with Congressman Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. Congressman Clyburn, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, sir. Let's get right to it.
Congratulations on your new launch.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. It was all about having the conversation. That's what's most important, is speaking truth to power and holding folks accountable. And let's get right to it. We are dealing with the third week of a government shutdown. And I keep saying, and my conservative friends keep saying I'm wrong, but this boils down to they want to shut down the Affordable Care Act. At the end of the day, that's what this is all about. This is not about the budget or spending. It is about the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's true. No question about that. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I know that some of my friends get nervous when I say this. If you look at, say, a state like Kentucky, for instance, they've got the Affordable Care Act as a part of their whole, it's their new thing. But they called it Kentucky Connect. They changed the name. So you have indicated that you're not going to use the term Obamacare on your program, and I can understand why. Because the negativism toward the Affordable Care Act is because it's been nicknamed Obamacare.
In fact, the polling data shows, Congressman Clyburn, that more people say they like the Affordable Care Act than they like Obamacare, and it's the same thing.
That's exactly right. And that's what is happening in Kentucky. That's what is happening in Arkansas. And I mention those two states because Barack Obama lost one of them by 22 points and lost the other one by 26 points. Yet the program is very popular in those two states when you talk about the program and don't attach the name Barack Obama to it. So you're exactly right. That is what this is all about. It is about nothing else. And they are against Social Security. They're against Medicare. They're against Medicaid. And they are going to be against the Affordable Care Act.
Republicans will say, well, and this is where, for me, it comes down to what your intent is. It is not their intent to fix, repair, or make better problems that they consider with the Affordable Care Act. It is their intention to get rid of it. So I believe the president is 100% correct by saying, I'm not going to negotiate against myself. This has been passed by Congress. I've signed it into law. The Supreme Court has declared it constitutional. So why would he negotiate against himself when I know the person across the table, their motive is to get rid of it? To me, it's like somebody saying, look, I want to kill you. So let's talk about how I'm going to kill you. I'll strangle you, shoot you, run you over with a car. That, to me, is what this sounds like.
You're exactly right. I couldn't say it better, though I don't know if I want to be that violent in my my descriptions. But I think you have given a very accurate description of exactly what this is about.
I want you to speak to this here. Over the weekend, it amazes me how they even use this phrase, the Values Voters Summit. The Family Research Council puts this on. And it's amazing how it's called the Values Voters Summit, but the poor won't come up. The least fortunate won't come up. You hear the rest of the different stuff. It's frankly a big, conservative political gathering. And Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, a brilliant neurosurgeon, had this to say about the Affordable Care Act.
And I have to tell you, Obamacare is, I think, the worst thing that has happened in this nation since slavery. And it is, in a way, it is slavery, in a way, because it is making all of us subservient to the government. And it was never about health care. It was about control. And that's why when this administration took office, it didn't matter that the country was going off the cliff economically. All forces were directed toward getting this legislation passed.
Amazing. Congressman Clyburn, you met your wife in jail fighting for civil rights. What do you make of that comment saying that this legislation is the worst this country has faced since slavery?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to be disappointed at anything in politics. In fact, I sometimes say nothing in this business surprises me, and nothing really disappoint me. But I got to say, to hear Ben Carson, someone who I have always held in pretty high esteem because of his brilliance as a surgeon, it is once again indicative of the fact that all of us have our roles to play, and we have to be very careful how we get into areas when we do not have much expertise. I think that Dr. Carson is trying to find a way to endear himself to conservative voters. He has declared himself a candidate for president. He has gone before a group of people that would have very few people who look like me or you in the audience. And I would ask him to really take a look at what is happening to the Virginia gubernatorial ticket with E.J. Jackson on it, saying some of the same foolish things. That is the kind of manufactured controversy that has been engulfing this country for a long, long time. And I'm very disappointed that Dr. Carson would resort to that, because that is absolutely disturbing. The fact of the matter is, this country has been wrestling with universal access to health care for more than 100 years. Harry Truman said after he left the presidency, that his biggest disappointment was not being able to get affordable health care for everybody. When Lyndon Johnson launched it, he was successful in getting it for senior citizens with Medicare and for poor people with Medicaid. But he didn't get it for everybody, to create competition in the insurance market so that we can bring down the cost of health care. That is something that Dr. Carson, because of his background, ought to know, that his skills as a surgeon should be available to everybody, irrespective of their birth. But he has become a very wealthy man because his skills were not available to those people who could not afford to pay him.
Well, what stuns me, Congressman, is that to make that kind of comment, that means you skip over Jim Crow, you skip over Reconstruction, you skip over the world wars we've had, you skip over 9/11, to somehow say that this was the worst thing since slavery is just stunning to me. And I think that it speaks to just nonsense, if you will. And I think it doesn't help a discussion at all. And frankly, it is insulting because, like it or not, I don't see Americans today. I mean, the Affordable Care Act is in place right now. Last I checked, I don't see Americans walking around in chains, in bondage. I don't see them being beaten with whips. And so I just think people like Carson need to be very careful. Don't even just utter slavery. Keep it out of your mouth.
Well, not just that. I've read a lot about Dr. Carson's life. I didn't read thoroughly his book, but I scanned it. And I know his mother was not able to learn to read and write, not because she didn't want to, because this system that he says was okay prevented her from doing so. And for you to look back on that experience and say that health care is worse than what happened to his mother in being denied literacy, it is absolutely astonishing, and he really ought to be ashamed of himself.
Congressman Jim Clyburn in South Carolina, we certainly appreciate it, sir, and look forward to having you back on the show.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is, when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now. With Roland Martin.